Hey, what's going on? Ads Automation Committee. My name is Aiden. I am the success manager here at RevealBot, and I have a special guest, kind of an exclusive AMA here with my good friend KC. KC, what's up, man?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. I'm just living the at-home life, as I'm sure everybody else in the world is right now.
Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely, man. So, I appreciate you coming on, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on board is because, I followed you. I think we're a part of a lot of different Facebook groups, and every time you post something that has something to do with e-com or email marketing, I'm blown away because I don't really know much about that stuff. I'm more of a paid traffic guy, so anytime I see your content, and my eyes kind of light up because I know that you've been doing this for a while. So yeah, I'm actually curious to learn a little bit about you, and maybe for the folks here in the group that may want to reach out to you. Tell me a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. I'm Casey, and I run an e-commerce email marketing agency, and we help e-commerce brands, like 6 to 8 figure e-commerce brands, with their back-end email marketing, and we help them increase their retention rate, their customer lifetime value, and average order value, all through email marketing.
That's awesome, man. So you have an agency essentially, right? You have a
Yep,
and
I do have a team to handle all the works for me, and I just supervise with my strategy.
interesting, interesting. Well, I'm kind of interested in learning a little bit about the things that you do in practice, because one of the things from my side with dealing with a lot of e-com folks is that they typically focus on just the paid advertising side of things, right? Which is fine, but I think e-com provides such a unique opportunity in a sense that there's so much money on the table that a lot of people don't realize, right? A lot of people tend to focus just on the paid side of things. In your experience, if you've worked with a client that, like, for example, has all the nuts and bolts of paid down, how much money are they losing on the table percentage-wise by not utilizing good email marketing strategy?
In general, email marketing can generate an extra 10% up to 30% or even more for certain industry of like 30% or more additional sales from just
Holy cow.
email. And that's just like free. It's like a free, if you exclude the platform fees, it's like a free marketing that you can constantly send campaign to your customers and just keep generating sales just from your database.
Dude, that's crazy. 30%?
30% just from email marketing.
Oh
And
my
that's
God.
possible. On average, we help our clients achieve that in 3 months on average.
Dude, that's insane. I mean, 30% on, a couple hundred thousand doesn't seem impressive, but I've worked with folks who spend in the millions. A 30% additional return on what they're doing is transformational. That's like
Yeah. And
that's
that's
insane.
just like extra cash for them to spend more on their front end to generate more to the back end, and back end generate more to the front end. It's like a flywheels.
That's insane,
It's
man.
like you just snowball.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, I know you've been at this for a long time. I'm curious to hear what your experience has been with your clients since COVID. Especially now with like iOS 14 coming out with all the limitations on data, there seems to be a shift in the marketplace, heading back towards capturing that first party data and maybe not relying on Facebook so much for finding customers or keeping or increasing revenue through that particular channel. But I'm curious to see what you have seen in the industry or in the marketplace since COVID, and how the email marketing has tied into that.
I noticed the big difference will be different in industry, and some products, some industry might perform a lot better than others. Like for example, like home decoration, like products related to home office setup, pets, jewelry, and these are the industry that I noticed that outperform others in terms of post COVID. And let's say for iOS, you just mentioned iOS 14. Like, what's the importance for email marketing? One of the benefits for email marketing is that you can, because you are already paying for paid ads to drive all that website visitors to your website. And why not turn some of that visitors into your email subscribers, right? And just you can utilize your email marketing to generate extra sales from your email subscribers on a long-term basis. And the even better thing is that, as you know, Facebook is acting weird. Like, you might get banned for the next day and you will just lose your data, your account.
I can't completely, tell you. I've lost count. Right? I've lost count of the number of posts I see, like, in our group or the AdLeak group or all these other Facebook groups. It's like, oh, I lost my business manager today. What do I do?
I'm doomed. They said I'm doomed, yeah. So the benefits of email marketing, like, if you have been collecting email subscribers and you have been sending them emails, then you can basically export your email subscribers and upload to your new Facebook ad account again. And that will help you in a certain way, I believe. Like, let's say you can create custom audiences to do retargeting to generate some sales to keep it going until you get your original ad account back.
You know what's funny about that? So, it's almost like that's the best insurance policy, man, is to have some kind of a lead gen flow in your campaigns, right? Because to your point, I've lost, thankfully I got it back, but it was after like 2 months of begging, pleading, emailing, chatting, Facebook. They incorrectly banned my account for something that never actually happened. And then after they reviewed it, they're like, oh, sorry. It's like, I just lost.
Typical Facebook. Yeah, typical Facebook.
So yeah, I think for the folks listening, I think, you know, I've seen that question pop up. It's like, hey, what can I do to protect myself?
Yeah,
generate your own data, right?
Yeah, even if you don't upload to Facebook for custom audience retargeting, you can still rely on your marketing, email marketing channel to generate that organic sales just to keep your business going. Like, instead of just shutting down your business overnight, and I think that's one of the solutions for this problem.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent for like principles, right? Like, you know, they say that principles never die. You know, things can change in the marketplace, but the marketing principles really don't. You know,
yeah.
I think the email side of things is one of those principles that, you know, I'll include myself with this. I'm lazy, right? So if I can get paid traffic to work, I may not necessarily focus on the email side of things because I'm like, oh, it's working. But the reality is that, you know, anything could happen, right? So it's probably best to kind of hedge against that. And that's really what somebody smarter than me would probably do.
Yeah, true.
So I have a couple of questions on that, actually. So when it comes to tips and helping folks getting the best, you know, out of their marketing stack, you know, what advice can you give to, like, a newbie e-com owner that maybe has a good paid traffic campaign going? And, like, what are the things that they need to do to hedge against issues with paid traffic and also maybe scale? And any tips on that?
I would suggest, like, some of them told me that the email marketing can work without paid ads. The truth is that email marketing is a form of back-end marketing. It doesn't work if you don't have any email subscribers at all. Email marketing cannot just come up the email subscribers for you out of nowhere. You have to drive paid ads traffic to your website just to generate your email subscribers. And then you can implement backend with your front end hand in hand just to generate that extra sales for you. And even better with email marketing, you can, like, let's say for card recovery automation flow with the platform that I use called Klaviyo. Have you heard of that? Yep. So with that platform,
I've heard of it, yes.
They can actually integrate with Facebook ad account and actually automatically send the cart recovery data to the Facebook ads just to for Facebook ads just to use that for retargeting. Yeah, like let's say so someone's they have been through the flow and they still haven't finished their purchase, then you can still retarget them with Facebook ads, and you can do it in API integration.
Interesting.
And that's multi-channel marketing is the future. Just to touch base with them, reach out to them on different channels. I think that's very important for newbie or even for advanced e-commerce business owners. And I think they have to level up their email marketing games.
Talking about flows, can you give any recommendations on like just standard flows that e-com folks should have? Because I know my biggest challenge is when I go to do email marketing or even set up a process, it's like I don't even know what I'm looking for, in the sense of I don't know what kinds of flows I should be setting up. Any thoughts on that?
Whenever a new e-commerce business owner come up to me and ask me this kind of question, like I get this kind of question a lot, like what kind of flows, what are the foundational flows? So I usually suggest like just start with the four foundational email automation flows. Like for example, the first one I suggest will be pre-purchase welcome new subscribers flow. The second one will be cart recovery flow. The third one will be browser abandonment flow. The fourth one will be the post-purchase customer thank you flow. You can call it post-purchase nurturing flow. So think of it like this. These four flows actually cover four stages of buying behavior. Like think of it like from top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, and bottom of the funnel. They click on the paid ads and arrive on your website. They see the pop-up, they subscribe. Then they enter the pre-purchase welcome new subscriber flow. And that's top of the funnel for the email marketing sites. And just go from top to the middle to the bottom, and just that's the idea.
Interesting. So essentially treat your flows just like a marketing funnel, essentially.
Yeah, always. So we have to treat different flows, different marketing broadcast campaign. Eventually, we need to think about it as what are their behaviors, which stages they are in. Let's say they haven't made any purchase at all, then we need to send different type of email copy, email automation just to tailor to that and just to convert them into different stage of buying behavior.
Wow.
Just like Facebook ads, almost like Facebook ads, the idea. The principles stay the same.
Interesting. Okay. So a couple of questions then on these flows. I mean, that sounds pretty simple on the face of things. Like what should be ideally, like what do these emails actually look like? Are they like, because I've seen, like I'm on a different email list and I get hit by all these different companies, and some of these have like crazy long chains, and then some of them are very, very short, where it's like two, three emails and you never hear from them again. Like in your experience, to make this channel work for e-com folks, you know, how much time should they be investing in creating or curating content? Because I think that's the one part that a lot of people struggle with, is like, okay, I'm setting up these flows, and then it's like they never touch it again, you know. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, like flows are not actually, they have this misconception of flows are sell it and forget it. Actually, it's not about that. You cannot just sell it and forget it and let it run by itself. Eventually, they'll just not work anymore, and most of your email will just land into spam. Eventually, you have to change all your template and just change the copy to optimize for the conversion rate. So a few tips that I can suggest when it comes to building out your email marketing system, like actually, email marketing system takes a lot of time and energy. to just build that, but I'll keep it as simple as possible. For the flows, first you need to define the purpose of your flow. Let's say for the welcome flow, new subscribers flow, or the abandoned cart recovery flow, you have to think about what's the purpose. And then once you define the purpose, you have to tweak the email copy and the timing and the email template, the design, just to fit into that criteria of behavior. Because for those who just subscribe into the new subscriber flow, will behave differently than the abandoned cart flow. So for example, like for the welcome flow, for the email template, you can use more graphic heavy email. You can have a lot of social media icons within that, a lot of different call to action within that, because they just land on your website, they subscribe, they're high engaging with your email, they engage, opens, they click on your emails. But when it comes to abandoned cart, they have arrived at the middle of the funnel, and they already subscribed to your welcome flow, but they arrive on your checkout page, but they never finish your purchase. And then in this case, for this abandoned cart flow, for the email template, you have to keep it as simple as possible. Like what I mean by that is that within your email template, you don't want to include a lot of social media icons, and you only want to include one call to action, and that is to ask them to go back to their checkout page and finish their purchase. That's the only call to action that you want to include. Because for our agency, we have split test that within different email templates, like a lot of call to action and the one without, and just one call to action, like ask them to go back to finish their purchase. The one with just one call to action converts a lot higher when compared to the one that looks fancy, like navigation bar, social media icons and stuff like that. So
simple is better.
Simple is better, but eventually, if you just want to be safe, you want to keep things simple, just keep your email template as simple as possible. Like, you can follow the rules like 80% text and 20% graphic design. So that's the safest rules that you can follow when it comes to email template and building out your email strategy.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned spam earlier, and I think that's one of the bigger challenges, right? Like, you build this thing out, like, how important is frequency in the marketing? Because I know that there's with mm-hmm. emails, you know, you have to build up essentially trust, right?
You know, true. So
what does that look like in your process, I guess?
When it comes to frequency, we actually have to, first we have to ask the client, like, do you prefer aggressive kind of email marketing, or do you prefer less aggressive, but also with a decent amount of conversion rate? Because some of my clients, they prefer a lot conversion rate and they care less about the brand image. So I would suggest finding the balance between like burning out your subscribers and the conversion rate, because eventually we want to build a long-term relationship with your email subscribers. And that's why we implement like article type of email with promotional type of email. So within a week, we are sending both content email, article email, with promotional email, so that we can constantly keep them engaged with your email. And because engagement for email is very important when it comes to the sending reputation. Otherwise, your email will land into spam folder.
Yeah, then all that hard work kind of goes out the window, right?
Yeah, true. And we have to, of course, we have to test. Like, I suggest you to test what works for this audience, might not work for another brand's audience. So we have to find what works for your audience, find the balance of the frequency, the sending frequency. Like, let's say you are sending three is the perfect, three emails per week is the perfect ratio for your brand. So stuff like that.
Cool, man. Well, let me ask you a question. I know you mentioned Klaviyo. Are there any other tools that you would recommend for folks who are either getting into e-com that work in conjunction well with Klaviyo?
Klaviyo so far is the best, but Klaviyo is on the expensive side, so they charge like $250 at least just to start with their platform. But if you are on a budget, on a tight budget, I would suggest like another platform called Omnisend. Have you heard of that? Yeah, Omnisend.
No.
They are on like a cheaper side, but their features doesn't come close to Klaviyo in terms of like a metrics, data analysis and stuff like that, and flows as well.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, listen, man, I really appreciate your time. I'm curious, where can people reach you if they want to learn more about email marketing, or maybe, you know, have you take a look at what they're doing and take mm-hmm. their stuff to the next level?
Sure. If you guys are interested, and you can just reach me on Facebook and just go to my Facebook profile, send me a friend request, or maybe just send me a direct message, and we can just go from there, and I can just look at your account and give you a suggestion on what you can do next and give you a clear direction.
Awesome, man. I greatly appreciate it. And I will say this. I am a customer of Casey. I have paid him for consultation myself for my own e-com stuff that I'll be upfront. I haven't fully implemented, as I'm sure many marketers tend to buy stuff and then never do it, right? But I will say this. I know that the time that I spent with you, dude, I was blown away. I mean, you really mm-hmm. taught me a lot
Thanks.
Of stuff that I didn't even know existed, you know, in terms of frequency, the different types of flows. And obviously, there's a lot more advanced stuff that you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously that we can't cover in a 20 minute interview, but you know, you get my cosign for sure, my personal cosign.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Thanks
man,
nah,
you've been awesome. And dude, I look forward to you know, maybe some people have some questions under the video. If you guys have any questions for Casey, feel free to post below. Casey will be around in the group if to reply if you guys have any questions. And Casey, do you have an email address or a website? What's the name
yes.
of the website?
You can reach my email at casey@kcchow.agency. So casey@kcchow.agency. That's my work email that you can reach me.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Casey, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for giving me some of your time today. You know, if you guys have any questions for Casey, feel free to post below. And I will catch you guys next week. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Cheers.